I really hope you can hear the birds chirping outside. It's nice out. The sun is out. And it's spring, finally. It's been such a long winter and such a weird time lately. And now it's finally spring. Welcome to this beautiful new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And before I continue, I will close the window because I can't focus. Okay, so window's closed. I'm ready to go. Let me take a sip of my tea. Okay, well, this is a very special episode because it goes live right before Easter. And as you may or may not know, I am Catholic, so Easter is the most important holiday and the most important time during the year for Christians. And I recorded an episode about faith before. It was episode number 18 called Je crois en Dieu, with a French title, obviously, because, that's a very special phrase, so to say. If you go and listen to this episode, you will understand why I called the episode that way. But I recorded this episode on faith before, and it was really, you know, an introspection. I talked about why I think faith is important, and especially for me personally, and what I've learned lately. And the interesting thing is that I stumbled upon a YouTube channel by a Christian life coach just, I think, 3 days ago, and I binged watched so many of her videos because they're so good. And her name is Sarah, and I think she's called Sarah Now Bloom on YouTube. And in her videos, she talks a lot about the importance of faith and how it ties into different areas of life. And that's sort of what I want to do in this episode, is talk a little bit about how hard it is at times to stick to your faith and to kind of let it carry you through difficult times, because we all go through hard times, and sometimes it feels like we're alone in them and that there is nobody to support us, but God always has our back, even if we don't feel it, or even if we've temporarily lost the ability to sense that. And I also want to talk about the importance of faith in general and how I believe that all of us believe in something, even if there are quite many people who feel maybe prone to nihilism or who think that there is nothing to believe in. I mean, my dad always says that even if you don't believe, you still believe that you don't believe. So we all believe in something, even if it's the brokenness of the world for some, which is a very, obviously, a very negative and not very uplifting thing to believe. It's still a reality for those people. Oh, I just got an email. Yeah, so I have no idea where to start, so I'm just gonna hope that God carries me through this episode well and lets me talk about things that are of importance for me and other people to hear. I think that in today's world, it's so important to have values that guide you through your life. We are faced with so many things and even people who don't really have a moral codex anymore. We're constantly faced with so many irritations and opportunities, and it seems like everything goes. But if we think about it, values are being disregarded, and I think that's very dangerous, to be honest. I think we need a sound moral compass and a base of values that carry us through our life and that give us strength in hard times and that really give us a direction to go for and a direction to work towards when the going gets tough. So maybe I'll just talk about my personal values. I have a set of values that are very important to me personally. Number one is freedom. Freedom in all areas of life. I just want to be independent. I want to be able to live my life the way that I think is right without anyone telling me what to do and what not to do. obviously, that's not always possible. There's always going to be some limitation that you encounter, but ultimately, I want to have a sense of freedom, and that's very important to me. Another thing is truth, that I just want to go through life with integrity, and I want to feel like I am being authentically myself, and that I'm speaking my truth at all times without being afraid. And that really helps to combat fear, because if you let truth guide you, you just automatically become more confident and courageous, because you know that in order to speak truth, sometimes it's important to face people directly and tell them that you disagree with them. And that's part of that. Another really important value is growth, because I believe in constant growth and constant evolution, learning all the time, getting better all the time. That's part of life. And it has nothing to do with stress or stressing yourself out to become better and better all the time. It has to do with acknowledging that growth is part of life and part of who we are as human beings. We were made to learn and to evolve and to, yeah, become better. So that's why growth is really important to me. Another important value that I've learned to take care of, and I'm still learning to take care of that, is health and balance. Because I have gone through so many health challenges, and I completely, yeah, disregarded that. And I thought I could go and do whatever I was supposed to do without taking care of myself. And I paid for that, believe me. I had burnout, basically, and I totally paid for that. So health is an important pillar of my life now. And the last value that I have is creativity, because being creative means that you can express yourself freely and in different mediums and domains in life. Creativity is such a broad term, and it encompasses everything aesthetic and artsy that you can express yourself through. And to me, creativity means free expression, but also the combination of analytic thinking and free emotional creation, so to say. And that really comes down to designing, which I love. Yeah, and those are my values, and I use them to guide me through life, and especially the one about truth and speaking the truth. It's a really important value, and I think if you've read 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson, that's actually, I think rule number 8 is actually tell the truth, or at least don't lie, which I totally agree with, because if you start telling the truth and start being a little more direct towards people, it opens up really amazing opportunities, and I can only encourage you to let truth guide you through your life. Yeah, so another topic that I initially introduced is actually that I think a lot of people, especially my age, don't really have something, or they think they don't really have something they believe in, which I don't think is true, because we all believe in something. And if we don't believe in God, we probably believe in democracy or in money or something like that. And my faith has given me strength, and it has carried me through dark times. And I really hope that whatever you believe in is doing the same for you. And if it's something that does not have the power to lift you up and the power to actually get you to hang in there when the going gets tough, it's probably not the right thing. And you should keep searching for something that's more worthwhile and that's going to inspire you to be better every single day. And I see myself as a humanist, and I think Jesus is the ultimate example for humanism and what it means to forgive people, to stand with people, to fight for people, and to do that even in the face of adversity and even when faced with really serious consequences, because he always stood with the people who were weak and who had maybe lost their faith or done things that weren't right or weren't considered to be right. And he had so much power to lift them up and to lift them out of their sin into a new life with God. Obviously, he was a lot more powerful than anyone else, but he says that faith can give you tremendous powers, and I agree with that. Faith is really important, and as I've said, I've gone through dark times, and my faith has been one of the core aspects that actually strengthened me and got me through it. So this Easter, maybe reflect on your personal values, reflect on what it is that you believe in, what it is that can carry you through your life and through dark times, as well as through bright times and wonderful moments. And I hope that you find something of meaning and importance and value to yourself, and make this Easter a time of renewal and a time that stands for a new start in your life, because that's what Easter is supposed to be. And after all, that's why this episode is called Easter Wonder. On Easter, Jesus rose up from death and he was full of life again. And that's a beautiful picture, a beautiful ideal for our own life, that starting anew is always possible. Every single day, you don't have to wait for Easter, but the real wonder about Easter was really that someone who was supposed to be dead or thought to be dead wasn't dead. He was full of life. He continued on his journey and on his mission. And you can do the same. You can let go of your past. You can leave behind the things that you don't really care about, that you know are bad for you, the things that harm you, the things that have served their purpose, and you can let them go. And you can become a completely new person. And that's really why this episode is called Easter Wonder. All right, that was it for me for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please rate it on Apple Podcast. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.